Hi, Brittany's. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlie Zhao. Going to bed early today for a change. Tomorrow we're waking up at, I think, 7 something in order to catch the bus to go to Venice from 9 a.m. sharp, supposedly. So yeah, it's a pretty tight schedule. And the place we're staying at happened to be... It's actually a very great location in the center of town. However, very unfortunately, the timing where they're basically doing renovation. So pretty early on, it's super noisy. So we've learned to, well, I guess in short, sleep through noise. At least that was what happened last night. I left the dinner today early, and well, not early, I mean 11, if you call that early, and got home in hopes of doing a bit more smart, of course, but well, one lazy factor, but still, I've got some stuff done. It won't be as much small, a bit of work to catch on. Kind of excited as well, but yeah, long story short, because I only caught up on the podcast during the afternoon, don't think there's that much to add, except, yeah, the Italian style, ravioli, the comment I forgot to make. Where did I? Don't think I. Yeah, I definitely didn't talk about it. So, like, funny enough, if you order a dish of ravioli, right? And here in Bergamo, apparently it's quite common for them to just give you, like, just 7 pieces literally laid out on the plate. It's not enough food, you know. So, if anyone who is considering ordering things like that, just keep that in mind. But besides that, if you, because here it's famous for polenta, it's just like a mixture of corn and flour and then something super filling. The version with cheese is very tasty. The plain one. It was very plain. I think it's maybe something that can be changed by just adding salt. But yeah, I'm not super experienced with making this kind of stuff. It almost tastes when you eat it. It reminds me of couscous. That's not what it is. Here it's famous for. And if you ever come over to Bergamo, definitely check it out. Alright. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.